This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, once again, proof positive this program works.
Because if it didn't work, we wouldn't be here.
That's pretty good reasoning, right?
I think that's solid reasoning, Victoria. That makes sense, doesn't it? If it didn't work, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
All day long.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. Doug Steffen is the D. And the W is Warren Eckstein, who is with us every once in a while. He does a pet. Tip with us every day on the program, and then he joins us live for a part of the program. But I, every once in a while, just like having him here. He's just that kind of a guy. I just like having Warren around. People love him. He's great on his own radio program, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend, the pet show. But he's got so much common sense and experience. I certainly loved when I would bring Charlotte to you and you'd tell me what was going on with her. It's kind of like going to see a shrink, but I think I just bought the coffee, right? I don't think I did anything else. But once in a while, I paid for a meal. I think I did that.
The bottom line was you had more problems than the dog does.
Charlotte needed to go see Warren to get a break from Doug's problems.
You know, I always tell people, if I spend 5 minutes with your dog or cat, I will know more about you than you would ever want me to know, just from the behavior and watching the
behavior.
What
did you really get out of Charlotte and me? Beside that silly stuff.
It was your personality. Charlotte had your personality. She really did.
She destroyed a curmudgeon.
Yeah. The first time I ever brought her down into the studio at Jennifer's, there was a box on the floor, and Charlotte tore down the stairs and just pounced on the box and
ripped
it to shreds.
You know how they say cars go from 0 to 60 in, like, you know, whatever, one second, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever it is? That's how Charlotte tore apart that box. I mean, it was the fastest thing. That box never had a chance, never saw it coming.
Charlotte, I think that must be a bulldog thing. My friend has two bulldogs who do the same thing. Yeah.
She adored being
boxes.
Noticed. Charlotte destroyed being noticed. She loved to be the center. And that's just, she was just one of those great, you know, you can look in a dog's eyes and they're all fabulous in their own ways, but you can see that certain dogs kind of are analytical, and Charlotte was an analytical dog. You know, before she went blind, she was definitely an analytical dog. You can see that she would look around and figure things out, and it's kind of like you, Doug. You know, you're kind of like that kind of guy.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way.
Now my dog is psychotic, but then again, my dogs take on the personality that I have. So you know, we were talking about one of my clients from many years ago, Lily Tomlin, who turned out to be a great friend and just an amazing lady.
Won the Lifetime Achievement Award, SAG Awards this weekend.
Fabulous lady. I spent a lot of time with her at a house in L.A., a lot of time when she was on Broadway. The bottom line is she had a dog at one time named Tess, which was a Norwich Terrier. And I met her on the Tonight Show. I was doing the Tonight Show. I met her on the Tonight Show. She flew me out to L.A. to help her with the dog. And it turned out that working with a dog was like working with Sybil. The dog had multiple personalities.
Really?
And so it occurred to me after a while, after spending time with Lily, that Lily practiced at that point 4 to 5 different personalities every day.
Really?
So in other words, the dog was with her 24 hours a day. 1 minute Lily was Ernestine, the next minute she was this one, the next minute she was doing this one. So the dog really picked up on all of those idiosyncrasies that Lily was doing, and the dog had multiple personalities as well.
Isn't that interesting? Also, Charlotte had a tough time with Meredith at first, because she could see how I was taking to Meredith. And then after a while, whether it was the comfort level that I established with her or just her own, but she loved, the two of them loved each other and ended up spending lots of time together. But the first few months was quite a hazing period.
Well, I get this all the time. I get a lot of single people that'll call me up. The single person, whether it be him or her, has a dog. The dog's been with them for the last 10 years. They love each other. They sleep in bed with each other. Then all of a sudden, they start dating. And the dog's saying, who's getting into my bed? This is my bed. Right. You know, this is where I am. And so people say, how can I get intimate with my significant other? The dog won't let us have any type of relationship. And I said, that's why God created doors.
Is it true? I mean, my Chihuahua, Cooper, who's going to be 14 in a couple months, he has seen me go through being single and dating, and he has literally set landmines of poop for every guy that I've ever dated.
Punishment
always
poops.
end up stepping in it. Yep. Is that something that he's doing on purpose? I mean, he doesn't do it now to my fiance. He loves him.
He probably figured out that these guys were losers. They wanted to get rid of them, and he pooped there. They, you know, once you step in poop, you're not coming back.
That's true.
That's absolutely true.
All right. There's a new move afoot, it would seem, to create a classy sort of bed for dogs called upcycling, taking things that are comfortable, pillows and that sort of thing, or even couches and chairs that you're not using, and having your dog go to sleep in these. There's, you know, there are lots of, there's one I saw in this picture that I have of a small dog, I don't know what kind it is, sleeping in a suitcase that's filled up with all kinds of pillows and stuff. A lady not using the suitcase, so she filled it up, made it nice and cozy. And I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah, but why? Why? My dog has my bed.
Upside down table.
Or your dog should have your
Listen, here's the deal. My dog weighs 12 pounds, okay? Cisco weighs 12 pounds. I lost my shepherd a while ago, but Cisco weighs 12 pounds. I have a California king-size bed. I have yet to have both legs and both arms on the bed at the same time. I can, as good as I think I am, I'm trying to teach him to sleep horizontally, and he just has to sleep vertically. Yeah, and I will not wake him up to move him. I just won't do it. He's fast asleep. That's okay. I'll get up stiff in the morning. Not a problem.
Millie is great at that. Millie is graded. At first it was, nope, Millie's not getting into bed, and then Millie gets into bed when there's just one person in the bed, and then when there are two people in the bed, Millie seems to be able to find her way into the middle of the two people on the bed.
But they do that, Doug. Just think about people, the way they name their dogs. Let's say you get a dog and you name him Duke, right? Everyone calls the dog Duke. After a day or two, it's Dukey, the Dukester, Mr. Duke, Luca, Luca. They've got all these different names for our dogs, you know? So I have yet to call my dog Cisco. He's got every name. I'm trying to think what's the last thing I named him. I give him these ridiculous names, and you know what? He responds to every one of them.
Really?
He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And that's another thing I get a lot. People that adopt dogs, and 85 to 90% of my listeners have adopted or rescued dogs, and they want to know if it's possible to change the dog's name once they've adopted the dog. And they can do it, but it takes some time and some
work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Millie was Milagro when we found her at the Kill Center in Brooklyn. And then, but she was, look, she's a Millie. Look at her. She looks like a Millie.
Doesn't that mean miracle?
Yes. Milagro meant miracle. Yes, it does. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. All right. The Puppy Bowl is this weekend. Super Bowl is Sunday. And so is the Puppy Bowl, the Fluffy Bowl. The entire starting lineup and all the animals participating in the Puppy Bowl are shelter pets up for adoption. 78 puppies from 34 different rescues are making up the two teams. There's Team Ruff and Team Fluff. You can see pictures and bios of these puppies that are, I guess you go to puppybowl.com. No, sorry, animalplanet.com, because it's on Animal Planet. This Puppy Bowl started in 2005, and Warren, they've helped 3,000 dogs find homes as a result of this Puppy Bowl. I think that's very cool.
Any exposure that dogs or cats can get that need homes is fabulous with me, so that really does expose a lot of dogs. And I think what I'd like to see is a lot more celebrities adopting dogs. Every time a celebrity adopts a dog from a shelter, it really makes a major difference. I don't know why, but it does make a major difference in people going out and adopting.
It does.
It really does. So I'd like to see more celebrities adopting shelter dogs and rescue dogs. There's a lot of them involved with shelters and raising money, but I'd like to see more of them actually get out there and say, you know, I just adopted this dog. One of the greatest is Jennifer Aniston. She's always adopting dogs from shelters.
Yeah. Right.
And George Clooney and his wife just adopted a beagle last year, I think, right? Or a basset hound.
Somebody should tell Angelina Jolie to adopt, or Madonna, adopt some dogs instead of kids.
Yeah.
All right, you no doubt saw this study this week, Warren, that cats and dogs are equally intelligent.
That's
right. Of course, this is bunkum. After all, this was a study done in Japan. What do they know over there? Dog lovers and cat lovers, but it got a lot of headlines.
Doug is a doggist. I mean, this is the equivalent of racism. He just is not a fan
of
cats.
That's because he's never been owned by a cat. That's the bottom line. Once you're owned by a cat, you don't forget. Here's the bottom line. Cats are just as smart as dogs. Let me give you proof here, okay? The bottom line is, with a cat, they are so smart, Doug, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we leave them alone. But think about this. You go to a circus years ago, you'll see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, a lion walking walking on a leash and collar. You come home to your little Himalayan, and he says, poo-poo, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, good luck.
All of my cats were taught to walk on a leash and a harness. All of my cats responded to me because I took the time to train them. But most cats say, you know what, I'm happy the way I am. Doug, get off my back. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. So they're smart enough to have convinced people to leave them alone that they can't be trained, and that's why people don't work with them.
All right, so here's what I think of this study. You ready?
I think we need to explore why you're such a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I just think.
You're a hater. Yeah. Have you ever known a cat that you really liked?
I have had a couple of cats that I liked.
You need to come over and meet little Buddy and spend some time.
Okay. Buddy,
she's
over
so
over
cute.
Warren Eckstein, author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. He is America's leading animal expert, and I'm happy to have him a part of this program and happy to call him a friend. Warren, thank you for helping so many people out. 16 past the hour. Let me help you out. Wait a minute. Before you go, Warren, I got an idea for you, for Denise. Denise isn't listening right now, right? She's still asleep?
No, she's in Arizona, and I'm in California.
Oh, she's in Arizona. All right. So this is a Valentine's surprise that you probably haven't used before, but you can use this year, and you can take full credit. You don't have to say, I told you about it. Sherry's Berries. Have you heard about Sherry's Berries?
Those are those strawberries covered with chocolate?
That's it.
Why buying it for me?
Okay, well, enough said. All you have to do to get them is go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in D-J-V, and you can get the Sherry's Berries that have dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, whatever you want. There's a picture of it floating around on all of our social media pages. So if you want to see what you're getting, go look at any of our Instagram, go to Twitter, go to Facebook. You'll see how these things look. These berries dipped in all this wonderful chocolate with chocolate chips, swizzles, nuts, all that stuff. So Warren's going to surprise Denise. You surprise your Valentine by going to Valentine headquarters, berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Remember, Valentine's Day right around the corner. One way to get Sherry's Berries, which start at $19.99, and that is to go online, visit berries.com, click on the mic in the top right-hand corner, type in D-J-V, D-J-V, order them today. You will love them and be loved. If you're tired of the same old routine as Valentine's Day, do what I'm doing, do what Warren is doing, what everybody is doing. Any common sense, anyway. Go to berries.com, order the berries, use in the microphone corner, DJV.
I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Samsung Electronics America and Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, who are partnering to help customers buy a big-screen TV in time for the big game. Samsung is offering a $50 rebate check on a qualifying Samsung TV exclusively for Jackson Hewitt customers. Jackson Hewitt is promoting the Samsung offer to its clients across its 6,000 locations nationwide. Jackson Hewitt is also making Express Refund Advance, a no-fee, 0% APR loan offered by MetaBank, available to clients looking to bridge the gap. Approved clients may receive up to $1,300 the same day they complete their taxes with Jackson Hewitt. This promotion is important this year as millions of taxpayers may experience refund delays. To receive a rebate check for $50, consumers need to file their tax returns at any Jackson Hewitt location before April 18, 2017 and purchase a qualifying Samsung television before April 23, 2017. Then they submit a claim form at samsungpromotions.com/taxtime before April 30, 2017. Terms and conditions apply to all offers. To learn more, visit jacksonhewitt.com/samsung.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Big not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Got a reason to be happy. Actually, got three reasons to be happy, maybe four. Hopefully, he's placing his first child in the same soup as he has put his three twins. That's redundant, isn't it? Though three twins. Yeah, I mean three twins. Good, Doug. Three triplets. Triplets. Yes, triplets. Imagine that. That's a. Now, do we know whether his wife had in vitro or what the story was? Because you don't, it's not common to have triplets unless
right.
you had some kind of service.
I don't know that triplets exist in nature. Do they? Mm. Are there triplets born without IVF or anything? I don't know.
In some species. I don't know. It's not real normal in humans without some kind of...
Twins are naturally occurring, but
yes.
I know triplets, I don't know.
Not sure.
Well, she's 36, maybe.
That's not that
I mean, they have an 8-year-old son.
Right.
So, you know, 8 years ago, I guess it wasn't a problem. Maybe she did have an issue. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to have, you know, he didn't tell anybody, but they didn't tell anyone. This was total news to the world.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, actually.
People,
she had a little belly bump. He did talk about it last fall a little, I think, here and there, but no repayment attention to it. And it
I think he mentioned that they were having a kid, but I don't think anyone knew that triplets were in the plans. And I kind of wonder, I mean, he just did all of the... score and everything for Hidden Figure, so I wonder if he'll be out of commission for a little while or if he'll have a nanny or something.
Do you, when you were a child, were you called a child or were you called a kid?
By whom?
By parents or other, yeah. How often do you use the term kid versus term child?
I feel like I never say child, I always say kid.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I'm referring to myself, I say, you know, when I was younger, or when I was little, or when I was a kid. I never say when I was a child. I'm probably still a child.
Yes, maybe. Well, kid references goats, you know. That's really what
Really?
A newborn goat is a kid.
Oh.
And that's why you will never hear me use the term kid, because I think it's offensive to humans to call them a goat.
But goats are so cute.
You want to call your child
if
a
I
goat?
Had a, yeah, if I had a kid that was as cute as a baby goat, I wouldn't mind saying kid.
Kara the goat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Baby goats are so adorable. Yeah, okay.
They are pretty cute, though.
All right. Next up in the musical news department, Adam Levine is getting his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So does that mean everybody else, Maroon 5, or just him?
That's a good question. I mean, he tends to do a lot without the band.
Does he?
They either have the best gig in the world or the worst. You know, if none of them want to be famous and they just want to collect a paycheck and not really have to go on tour much, then they're really happy. Yeah. But if any of them want to be famous, then they're kind of screwed because it's all about Adam.
Walk of Fame star number 2601, February the 10th, which would be a week from Friday. And the people speaking on his behalf or his tribute spokespeople, Blake Shelton, doesn't surprise anybody, and Sammy Hagar. That'll be a little rough. But rough in the sense that Sammy Hagar is a little bit rough, but kind of entertaining. And so that's nice.
Adam Levine and Sammy Hagar are pretty good friends.
Are they?
They tweet at each other all the time. And Sammy is on this last season of The Voice. Sammy was Adam's team mentor.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He brought him in, which Sammy Hagar obviously had so much experience and has played the biggest, you know, concert venues in the world.
Yeah, no, he's been around.
Even before he was in Van Halen, he was playing stadiums and arenas in the 70s. So.
Yeah, there's no flies on him.
Yeah.
But he is a little rough.
Yeah, well, I guess. It's all the tequila. Okay,
yeah, maybe that's what it is. Okay, so that's nice. Congratulations to Adam Levine and people. He knows how to build himself up. He's doing a good job with his career. He's to be congratulated because his music is pretty good. And I think he has a decent personality, frankly. 28 past the hour.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Maria Francesco with your astrological forecast for the week of January 30th to February 5th. The week starts out with the moon in contemplative Pisces. So give yourself a few minutes of quiet time for a couple days to plan out your week because it quickly moves to the spring-like and playful fiery Aries. That is great for getting the work started. Midweek, we will experience the practical worker Taurus. These are the task-oriented folks. The people who know how to get the job done. And by the weekend, the moon will be in the sign of Gemini, the talkative social communicator. A great time to celebrate what you've done and get together with good friends. If you are interested in a private session with me, just remember that Doug Show listeners always get a special. Email me at smbworks@earthlink.net. Have a great week.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now 34 minutes after the hour. It is the Wednesday, February the 1st overview of what's going on in the world from our perspective, the DJV perspective. Victoria Keelan here in this half hour with Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Some consumer news before we get into more Super Bowl news and Super Bowl fun and Super Bowl this and Super Bowl that. Serious news from Flint, Michigan, where yesterday a class action lawsuit was filed seeking $700 million in damages from the EPA. So the city is suing the federal government over the city's water mess. The lawsuit states, quote, despite notice of the danger as early as October 2014, the EPA failed to take the mandatory steps to determine that Michigan, and more specifically Flint authorities, were not taking appropriate action to protect the public from toxic water. The lead content in Flint's water has dropped, as you may recall. We discussed that earlier in January, mm-hmm. but it's been 2 years plus since this was first discovered, and they knew about it 2 years before that. So this has been a four-year thing, and the authorities who have been charged with crimes are now trying to flush it off on the EPA. I'm guessing there's plenty of blame to go around from the city of Flint's point of view, from the state of Michigan's point of view, mm-hmm. and from the federal government, all of them. Mess this up to a fare thee well.
Yeah.
And the only people who suffered were the taxpayers and the people who had to drink that crud or even take a shower in it.
Right. And the poor young kids who are there. Sorry, I know you don't like the word kid. The children who are there, their blood work was coming back with very high levels of lead. Yeah. I mean, this is serious stuff. This is dangerous for children and their developing brains. I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing that concerns me about the new EPA pick. You know, he was asked about lead levels, and he said he wasn't sure what levels of lead were safe or not. Well, there are no levels of lead that are safe in water. I mean, this is, forget climate change, this is basic clean water stuff that people need to be concerned about.
Right. Yep.
This is basic.
So, let's see how this all plays out, but it's interesting. This suit against this one, they deflect damage from that one who didn't do his job, and then they'll sue somebody else who didn't do their job.
Right,
and then nobody really gets held responsible. Meanwhile, they're all in court spending lots of taxpayer dollars. Hello, where's the fix to the problem, you morons?
Exactly. Right. Yep.
All right, let's see here what we can get out of Biff Keelan when it comes to LeBron James and Charles Barkley. I must say I'm coming late to the party here. I didn't know that Charles Barkley and LeBron James had a rather unhappy relationship. So,
well, Charles Barkley, we all know and love Charles Barkley for his outrageous things that he says. That's why he's great on TV. He's good for color commentary. You know, it's who he is. It's his personality. He's been taking shots at LeBron James for a long time.
What?
And just
jealous?
I don't know. Maybe. You know, he's been picking on him. I mean, he says, you know, LeBron James won't end up in the Hall of Fame, and he's not one of the greatest that's ever played the game. And, you know, he's constantly going after him. And what's
does he
LeBron
do it while he's
off
on TNT?
Oh, yeah.
He's analyzing? He does it
when
he's on? He does it. Oh,
both.
Okay.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not privately, but out public. Yeah, okay.
Charles Barkley does nothing privately. Uh-huh. Everything Barkley does is out in the open. And apparently on Monday night, LeBron was being interviewed after a game. They had a bad loss to the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley questioned his leadership.
104-97. Yeah, close.
There, look at you, Doug.
So
Barkley questioned LeBron's leadership on the court, and LeBron finally just said, you know what, he's a hater. What makes him? What makes what he says credible? Because he's on TV. He said, I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I never, and then he went off, and he said, I never said I'm not a role model. Charles Barkley did. He said, I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying and drinking and gambling. Charles Barkley has done all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the I'm not a role model thing, Barkley has had a lot of off-court moments that are not that great. He threw a guy through a window. Mm-hmm. He was trying to spit at a heckler and ended up spitting on an 8-year-old girl. That was in the late 90s. I mean, that was really bad. He's had a lot of issues, and LeBron finally said on Monday night to ESPN, I'm tired of biting my tongue. There's a new sheriff in town. Mm-hmm. And so his buddy, Dwayne Wade, said, thank God he finally said something. LeBron's one of those guys that people take a lot of shots at him for whatever reason. He's kept his mouth closed. He's continued to focus on his game. But it's about time he said something. And Dwayne Wade said, you know, guys ride him all the time, especially ex-players. And he said, you know, when you have history that you can Google, meaning at Charles Barkley, you know, you should be a little careful about what you say. Yeah. Glass houses and all that
stuff.
Yes,
there it is. No rocks there, please. Yeah. No rocks. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd taking their romance abroad. They were spotted in Italy. You know where Italy is? Italy. Italy. They appear to be unable to keep their hands off of one another. If you look at some of the pictures, they were going through Venice on a boat. Isn't that sweet?
Very romantic.
Yes, it is. They started in Los Angeles and then jumped on a plane, ended up in Florence, and there were pictures of them in front of Michelangelo's Statue of David, which is at the big museum.
My problem with this story is, Doug, if you're looking at the pictures, what kind of shoes is she wearing? She's wearing stilettos while walking around a museum. Who does that? Mm-hmm. Your feet are going to hurt so bad. That's all I'm saying.
That's true, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess they knew that they were going to be photographed, so.
Well, anyway, I think that's interesting that they are
happy.
they're happy. Good. They should be happy.
I thought he was a lot older than he is. He's only 26.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was like 36.
What's his story? What's his background? I don't know that much about him.
Well, he's been on the music scene for a really long time. I think he has 6 or 7 albums out, and he only recently became a commercial success, you know, to the level that he is now. And she, you know, I love Selena Gomez. I think she's one of the few girls out there who, you know, is sending a good message to her younger fans, and she's, you know, she's responsible, she's smart, she's not stumbling out and falling out of nightclubs, you know. So, I mean, maybe they're a really good match. It seems like you don't know. I couldn't figure out how they know each other, but I guess everyone in Hollywood knows each other.
Well, I get around. It's like everybody on radio knows pretty much everybody else.
Yeah.
depending on your point of view here, some interesting news about that Texas mosque that was destroyed last weekend.
Right.
They set up a GoFundMe page, and they've got about $950,000 so far raised on the Islamic Center of Victoria's GoFundMe page. So for those who are interested in that sort of thing, certainly a lot of controversy. The people who do these sorts of things are just from outer space, man. They are just... I understand why people don't like the Islamic, the terrorists who are basically Daesh and Al-Qaeda. But for heaven's sakes, look at what, you know, even if we could find out who, you know, the Muslim registry thing came up, and that's controversial. I just think that we all just need to chill out, for God's sakes. You don't even know if somebody next to you is a Muslim or not. And why does it make you uncomfortable anyway?
Right. I mean,
there are plenty of people who could be terrorists who aren't Muslims. I'm pretty sure that some of the shooting that was gone on in Europe didn't have Muslim roots to it. I mean, anyway, I don't get it.
Well, and that happens. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, to me, I'm in New York City, so I know people from all faiths, religions, backgrounds, because we intermingle every day, whether we're on the subway or in my social circle. You know, if you're somewhere else in a more rural area or even in the middle of the country, you know, as people say, the flyover states, you know, you're just not exposed to people from, you know, the Muslim faith who are regular, normal, everyday Americans. Yeah. And I think it's the lack of exposure that creates this ignorance and the stereotyping and this furor that people have. And they really, it's just completely unfounded. It's like, you know, I mean, it does remind me of, you know, the KKK targeting people just for the color of their skin. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing, like, you know, the Nazis targeted Jews just because of their religion. So it's the same type of thing. And we're not moving forward as a country until we really start trying to learn about the people around us and learn about world religions and learn, like, what they're really about.
Some people want to, though. We carry, some people don't. That's just, yeah, I mean, it's nice that we can say it's good for us, but some people just don't. They prefer to stay in their sauce.
That's too bad, because that just holds America back. Yeah.
43 past the hour in a moment. We're not going to hold back. We're going to dig around as much as we can to find the cool stuff that will prepare you for a wonderful experience on Sunday. Super Bowl parties up next in our focus here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only will also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
All right, we have 45 past the hour. Let's welcome Ellie Gonsalves, who many of you may recognize as a model of some note. She's been an actress as well. She's here to help us share some new ways to have game day, party day. So if you're a supermodel L, what do you do that's different? Do you invite your family over? Do you invite your friends over? Do you go to a party? What does Ellie Gonsalves do on Super Bowl Day?
Hey, guys. Well, on Super Bowl Day, it's actually going to be my birthday. So,
birthday.
Thank you so much. That's why it's like such an exciting day for me too, which is like really cool. So I'm going to be spending Super Bowl with a bunch of my friends. We're going to be in Vegas. Unfortunately, this year I'm not going to be able to make it to Houston, but we're going to be in Vegas having a good time, watching the Super Bowl. So yeah, that's how we're going to be. That's how I'm going to be spending my Sunday.
All right. So is there a style? Are your friends all from the same cut, from the same cloth that you are? They do what you do for a living and therefore are very conscious of their appearance?
No, not so much. But, you know, seeing as I work out and I eat really healthy, I get to actually enjoy myself and treat myself every now and again, whether it's, you know, donuts or French toast or pancakes or, you know, yellowtail wine, whatever it is, it's like something of a treat for me. So I get to splurge every now and again, which is fun. Right. I work out so I can eat and drink some really good stuff.
Eating and drinking and then working out. Which comes first, the eating and the drinking, then working out, or working out and then eating and drinking?
Well, I think that would make a really interesting Snapchat video on the treadmill if it was eating and drinking. But unfortunately, it's more of the working out first and then eating, drinking later for me.
All right, so what sort of projects are you working on? Who are you working with? What's going on with you other than Sunday?
Well, I have a pretty amazing movie opportunity coming up. I can't really say too much about it, but I'm working with a really amazing writer and director, and also someone who I really look up to, who's an amazing, hardworking, humble person who's producing it. So that's going to be announced sort of like a couple of days after the Super Bowl, so keep an eye out on social media for that. But yeah, just like modeling and acting and keeping up on all fronts. So, and a little bit of stuff when I go back to Australia. I'm a wildlife warrior for Steve Irwin and Terry Irwin's charity in Australia Zoo called Wildlife Warriors. So that's something I'm super passionate about, and I love animals, which is really cool because this yellowtail commercial is all about, you know, the Australian culture, the Australian sense of humor, and we've also got a kangaroo on set with us too, which is an animatronic kangaroo. And yeah, that was really fun just to be on the beach, like surrounded by Australian people, and have like a little pet kangaroo there.
All right, so what do you run into for problems when you're doing film with a roo?
You know, it's actually much more fun working with an animatronic kangaroo than it is to work with people sometimes. It was a really easy experience, honestly. Like, it was so easy going on set. We had the most amazing team from Yellowtail there, and yeah, we had the Yellowtail guy and Rupert, who was the actual animatronic, he had a name, so the animatronic kangaroo's name was Rupert. And yeah, it was just honestly such an amazing experience, and I just feel so blessed that I was picked to be able to be on the first wine commercial in 40 years for the Super Bowl, and it
right.
being Australian, like, it's so iconic.
Yeah, I don't know that much about, I'm not, everybody will not laugh at this, I'm not much on wine and that sort of thing. Yellowtail is an Australian wine, obviously, duh, that's why you were chosen to do the spot, right?
Yes, I was actually, I was really blown away because growing up in Australia, you don't sort of really know too much about the Super Bowl, but when I first moved out here, I just realized what a huge deal it was, and I just felt so honored that they picked me to represent the brand and be out here with them for the Super Bowl. It was an unbelievable opportunity for me.
All right, so I'm looking at a picture of you without much on, but the kangaroo. Is that what,
of course.
Is that what we see in the ad?
Yes, it is. I'm in a swimsuit, yes.
All right. Yeah, very, a lot better, be a lot of swimming going on with this. All right, Ellie, good luck. Thank you for sharing your story about the Super Bowl spot for Yellowtail. It's 50.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device.
Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Because it was used. There were three of these movies, right? Were there three or four?
I can't remember. Three.
Three of them. All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and we're playing the music, which was the theme for the Back to the Future franchise. What do we have that's new? What's going on with that?
No, I just AMC is currently running the trilogy again. I was just curious, when I was changing the channels yesterday, what makes certain films so repeatable? And obviously, I don't think there's that much of a newer audience on AMC. I'm sure many of the people watch these movies over and over and over and over. I just find that fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you, with you, it's the Poseidon Adventure. With me, the Blues Brothers, which was on again this past weekend, and I found myself, it was in the evening, and I don't remember what the circumstances were, but I saw it, and I just stayed with it, even though I've seen it, good God, probably a dozen times. And that, with The Hunt for Red October, True Grit, those are at least three movies that I could watch over and over and over and over and over again, because I find them.
And a couple more adult-oriented would be When the Godfather 1 or 2 comes on TV,
yeah.
Or Shawshank Redemption, which is played almost ad nauseum over the course, yeah, of a year, yeah, on AMC. But when you change the channel and you see, oh, Shawshank Redemption's on, it hooks you. Well, The Godfather 1 and 2 also. But Back, yeah, to the Future is just one of those trilogies. When it's on and you have nothing else to do, it could hook you once again.
Isn't there some talk of doing another one, though, didn't I?
No, actually, Actually, the Bob Gale, the producer, and Spielberg, who is also a producer, say as long as they control the rights, there'll never be another Back to the Future movie, because they're extremely satisfied with the way the trilogy turned out and don't want to ruin it. But I'm sure Universal Distributed would love to reboot Back to the Future. Because of all the things that they reboot, which is a new announcement almost every week, I think they actually, Back to the Future is one, I think would be not only a good reboot, but they could sequelize that going forward, and I think turn out pretty good product.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Chucker's got the word on Back to the Future. Now we'll have the word in a moment on what other celebrity news and gossip about movies. That's next here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chucker, what else do you have in the movie news bag today?
I thought this is interesting. James Cameron gave an interview the other day. That's the director of Titanic. Says that he has finished up all four scripts for four sequels to Avatar, and the first one will begin filming in August. I mean, here's a guy that's done Aliens, Terminator, True Lies, The Abyss, and Titanic, and then he does Avatar, which really revolutionized the 3D trend, a trend I don't like. I'm not thrilled that he's spending his time on the next 10 years doing four more Avatar movies.
Is he using Sam Worthington and some of that other bunch?
They'll be back. Sigourney Weaver will be back.
Saldano.
I can see one sequel, although the last one came out, I think, 5 years ago, so it's taken forever to launch another Avatar sequel. One, okay, three more, not thrilled with that. Here's one other bit of news that hit the internet the day before yesterday I didn't get to. Ben Affleck, while he will star and write and also produce Warner Brothers' solo Batman movie, he has stepped down as a director, so the studio is going to have to find a director that will work with the vision of Ben Affleck's script. He says that he wanted to primarily target his time into giving a good performance, and directing and acting was not plausible. So we'll see how that project turns out.
It's got to be tough to do that.
It has to be. It has to be.
Keep your eye on everything all at once. Take away from your own performance, I would have thought. Some people have done it. Clint Eastwood's done it a couple of times, and it was okay. All right, Chucker. Good man. Chuck Curry here at 59.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.